Just tell us a little bit about, obviously, Keeping Kate is about you and your battle against cancer. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, basically, six and a half years ago, actually, October 2010, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. My little girl, she was just 2 weeks old. I went through all the chemotherapy, etc., and thought I'd got over it. And then 4.5 years ago, it came back. So for the last 4.5 years, I've been on constant treatment. I've been back at work during that time, but then I've had to stop work because I've just been on constant chemotherapy for the past 2 years. Now, last year, just in September, basically, I was told that there was nothing that they could do for me. That this is in the UK. It was spiralling out of control in my liver, and they said if I didn't have any treatment, I wouldn't be here at Christmas, and even if I did, they'd be struggled because of the lack of treatments available. They would struggle to keep me alive, you know, for a year. So obviously, what my friends did, we'd already spoke about it, and I'd done a lot of research, and I'd found a clinic called the Hohe Wang Private Oncology Clinic in Germany. I felt too well to give up. There's just no way. I remember coming home and after that news, and I just looked at my daughter, and I thought that was it. And then it was like inner strength kicking in. I was like, there's just no way I am giving up, and I'm not taking no for an answer. So we got onto the Hohe Wang, and in the meantime, my beautiful friends set up a GoFundMe site, and they brainstormed, and they came up with the name Keeping Kate. It all went live, and I don't know, there's just thousands of donations quite quickly, and I think I was up to 50,000 within a couple of weeks. It was amazing. So hence where the Keeping Kate came from. And obviously since then, I've got on the road to being to Germany for treatment. In between all the treatment, we've had loads of fundraising events done by different people, strangers. It should have been the most depressing, awful time of my life. Suddenly I had a big thing called hope, which I didn't have here. I had hope because of the treatment, obviously what the Hohe Wang Clinic were offering me in Germany, and suddenly I was able to potentially be able to afford it as well, because of Keeping Kate and all the fundraising and all the donations that I were receiving from friends, family, and complete strangers, my new friends. So yeah, and now today, obviously, that's raised. It was before the tragic event, it was in excess of 170,000, and just in the last couple of days. From the donations because of Louis, in just a day and a half, they've topped over £6,000. So it's just amazing, an amazing thing to do from such a tragic event.
Just tell us a little bit about Louis and his family, because you're friends with the family. Just tell us a little bit about that and what Louis's mum and his family have said.
Yeah, I've known Vanessa for 12, 13 years. I met her through work. She's an amazing person. We don't see each other all the time, but we've always kept in contact. And when she heard, we had our daughters are a similar age. We had our daughters around the same time. And as soon as she heard I had cancer originally, she was straight on the phone and finding out what she, you know, just support, being there for me, really. And we met up and a few times, and she's always, you know, always asking how I was. And then, obviously, she heard... quite a few people, only a few people really knew how bad the cancer really was in the later stages. And it was when the GoFundMe page went on, everybody suddenly knew that, you know, how bad the situation was. And Vanessa, wow, she just, and the whole family, she was just, right, what do we have to do? How can I fundraise? And she started doing... she held an event at the Stocks Tavern. She did it all herself, and the family raised in excess of 5,000, and they've donated lots of different things. And Vanessa and the family, all they wanted to do was see me well again. And she was already, Vanessa was already talking about how they were going to do the next event. Louis as well has spoken to Vanessa, and Louis was constantly saying to his mum, "Wait, when's she going to get better, mummy? When's she going to get better?" And he's just such a kind, beautiful boy. And he's, and obviously I'd just come back from Germany on Friday. Yeah, it was Friday night. And I saw the post Vanessa has shared about a missing boy, and I just, oh God, just couldn't believe what, I just couldn't think of anything else, never mind what I was going through. She's been worried sick about them all week, and obviously, it was just such a tragic event. And then I got a text message off Vanessa. I've kept in contact with her right throughout, and she just basically said, I'm sorting Louis' funeral out. She said, Louis was such a kind boy, and he kept asking me when I was going to get better, and we've decided as a family, we know this is what Louis would have wanted. We've got lots, we've had amazing donations of all the flowers, which we're eternally grateful for, but we've decided that we want all donations to go to keeping Kate, and we want Louis going to get you well. And it's just, it's hard to, I'm blown away by it, to be honest. I've had some amazing things done for me, but this just sort of, it tops everything. And I'm so grateful, but obviously, now I was giving this fight my absolute all. I've had amazing results, and I've got an amazing army of people behind me. But as I said to Vanessa now, Louis now part of it. And not only, obviously, the main people I'm doing this for is my daughter, my family. I just want to be here. But I'm doing it for Louis as well, and I am going to get well.
What did you make of that? The fact that Vanessa's obviously been through this terrible tragedy, and she's messaging you and saying, in Louis' name, we're going to try and help get you better?
Well, it just shows what an amazing, kind person she is, and the family. And that's why Louis is the boy that he is, because of his mum. And I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw what she was going to do. But then I can understand it myself, why she potentially would want to do that. As she said, she's wanting to bring a positive thing out of such a tragic situation. And I think me and Vanessa have had these conversations, in the past when she's been so worried about me. That's it. She worries about everybody else. And, in a straight, I've experienced this myself. Sometimes you can look at a situation, you can think how she coped. I could never cope in that situation. But there's one thing called inner strength, and it's amazing. When that kicks in, what can be brought out of that? And I'm just so grateful. And obviously, I admire Vanessa and her family for what she's doing. And I just think she's so courageous and brave and kind.
And you said there you've got hope. There's a chance that this
can call hope.
there's a chance that this money that's come in Louis' name could make a real difference and could hopefully get you better and get you in full remission.
Yeah, it's since I've started the treatment, we've raised it was in excess of 170,000. Now initially, obviously, everybody wants, was donating and everything. And since we've done lots of events, has been online. Some of them, it was a golf event that raised 22,000. They were people who I didn't really know, but they were parents at Lola's school. There's some online auctions that started by two people just wanting to, Matt Millen and Amanda Millen, they just wanted to have some input. They thought if they got a few items together from my show, from Sporting Memorabilia, I've got an equestrian background. The idea started, if we raise 1,500, we'll have done a good job. Well, that £40,000 later, obviously that's still going, which is just amazing. But to be honest, it had sort of, because of Christmas, I think, and because of the January, so it had, the donations weren't coming in just as quickly. And, well, God, I feel bad. such a, on the back of such a tragic event, it's, you know, like I said, in a day and a half, people have donated, and it's because of what's happened to Louis, in excess of £6,000. And my events have started again. We've got a boxing evening tonight, and these are ongoing. We have a ladies' night. It's just to keep everything alive. But without the money, the treatment is not possible. And yeah, I've had amazing results. It's unbelievable. My tumour markers when I got there, they were 1,020, which is they're different for different cancers, but that's high. And within, I don't know, 8 weeks, well, they've dropped by about 50%, over nearly 60% now. And my 3 month scan proved that it is working, and I've had a substantial reduction in the disease in my liver, the tumours in my liver. And there's no new areas. In fact, the UK oncologists they can't believe what they're seeing, and that is all down to the treatment, the Dr. Nolting, and the treatment in Germany, and obviously the fantastic support of all these amazing people who've donated, had events, donated money, donated prizes, had events, and obviously, you know, in tribute to Louis as well, in memory of such a beautiful boy of Louis.
And are you able to sort of explain to your daughter what's happened and the fact that there's been this tragedy, or anything about Louis and the fact that in his name that your mummy's going to be helped by people donating?
Well, when it all kicked off, at the time, Lola is only six. She doesn't remember me being ill when, obviously because she was only a baby, when I initially had cancer and I lost my hair, which... but until last year, I'd managed to keep my hair, so I look well, and I do manage every day. You know, I get up and take her to school, and I manage to get on with my life. But she does know that, she knew that mummy takes medicine. She thought it was for like a bad back. I don't actually talk about the words cancer to her, because that word cancer frightens me even now. It frightens me, and I don't. There's stuff on TV that I really don't want her to see and relate that to a mummy. But what, obviously, when this happened last year, when I was told that I wouldn't possibly not when I wouldn't reach Christmas, I had to get a charity. You know, I was talking to charities in that first week of how I was going to talk to my children and ways in which I could do this, because this was probably the hardest thing I would ever have to do in my life. However, when Keeping Kate came about, it just completely changed the situation. And because now I had this thing called At Hope, and we were raising money, and now it was like I had a second chance. And I was trying to find ways to tell Lola. And then one night, I just said to her, I said, Lola, we sat led with her in bed. I said, Lola, I said, you know your mummy has medicine? She said, yes. I said, well, in the UK, I said, unfortunately, they can't give me any more. They've run out. I said, so, you know, and I'd just been to Germany for my consultation. And I said, I've had the consultation. I said to her, you know how mummy's been to Germany? I said, well, mummy's going to have to get medicine from Germany now. But to do that, we're going to have to pay for it. So I was very aware that she may hear things at the school or from other people doing things, you know, with family, because you can be careful, but it is going to come out at some point. And I said, what you might find is that people are going to do things like personal challenges, and you might find that people are going to run a race. So if you hear someone running a race to raise money for mummy, that's because they're raising money for my treatment abroad. Oh, okay then, mummy. I said, actually, Lola, because at the time it was getting so big that we thought, well, we should uniform it and give it a logo and give it my own logo and my own brand. It's a bit surreal, but... And I said, what's your favourite colours, Lola? And she came up with purple and gold, and hence why everything, all the logos, and we've had T-shirts done and everything, and it's all in purple and gold. She actually thinks it's cool that she's Keeping Kate's daughter. She's an amazing little thing. Yeah. She said, "Do you know who I am, Mummy?" And I went, "Who?" She went, "I'm Keeping Kate's daughter." I was like, "Wow, yeah." I said, "Do you know who Keeping Kate is, though?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "I do." And she's a bit sad, really. She said, "She's a very ill person, but she knows it's her mummy." She even told me how her friends at school, one of her friends at school, tried to say she was Keeping Kate's daughter, and she went, "She's not mummy, because we all know who Keeping Kate's daughter is, don't we? It's me." So she's dead happy. She's happy. She's brilliant. I'm happy because I'm having amazing results. And what I know is that I'm doing everything I can for Lola to be here, and obviously Louis as well.